from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Molly at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. That, of course, the Hard Knocks music. You can listen to it all day. Fun to think about the Bears on Hard Knocks. I'm looking forward to the next episode. You had an opportunity, you and Dan, on the Take the North podcast. You talked to the producer of the program,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Shannon Furman is the director of Hard Knocks. She's done this for about a decade, various teams, various towns. And she's at Hallis Hall, did the podcast yesterday. It dropped in the afternoon with Dan and Adam Sadzinski, the producer. I asked her a lot of questions about a 20-minute conversation. It's worth listening to if you liked the first episode. There's a lot that she went into in terms of behind the scenes. You know, Austin Reed had a previous relationship with the Hard Knocks producers and team based on the Manning camp, the passing camp. So they knew the family, and that helped them set that moment up. But I was particularly intrigued by something we talked about yesterday, about the lack of profanity that you heard.
There was nary a swear word on that first episode. You picked up on that immediately, just because football is life. Well, there are people that will drop a swear word without even blinking.
Also, because I walked in here and first thing you kind of said was you watched it with your wife
family.
And your family. Yep. Dustin said the same thing. You heard from a lot of people sat down and it was family viewing, and it could be. And it could be. And I thought that stood out to me because of what you just described. So I asked Shannon Furman about the fact that we listened to and watched the first episode and it was pretty clean.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that's important to the McCaskey family, but also, like, Coach is kind of funny because he'll say to me, like, I'm not going to curse today. And I'm like, Coach, I haven't heard you curse yet. Like, so I don't think that's going to be different than any other day. It's definitely something that, like, we've all said it. Like, it's like, have you heard anyone curse here yet? So it's definitely something. And I've also heard Coach say, like, you know, like, I know he's watching his language, but I think that's just who he is. I think he's like that even if there are not cameras around. So it's something we've all been impressed by being here. Like, it's definitely different. Everyone's a little different. We've heard that in the past, too, with different shows where people will say, like, oh, like, I don't want to look like Rex Ryan looked. And you're like, well, Rex wanted to look how he looked, and I think he looked great. But, like, if you're not Rex Ryan, you're not going to look how Rex Ryan looked. So it's all about how you are with the person. We try to be as authentic as possible to who everyone is. And, you know, no two people are the same.
Do you believe, because I believe, that word got down, hey, don't be swearing?
Yes.
No question.
I think that was part of the message from the top. And if you talk about Matt Eberflus being so conscious that he's saying to the producer, I'm not going to swear today, I think that probably comes from the conversations that were had before they welcomed all of the team of the cameras in and all of the intrusiveness that this includes. And they're like, okay, we need to be consistent here. And I don't think it's accidental, which is very interesting.
You don't curse a lot. You don't do a lot of swearing. I don't swear a ton. I remember being in college one time and one of my friends from home showed up and a friend of mine commented on me. I never heard you swear. Like you guys just sat there cursing at each other, swearing about stuff. And I was like, it was just kind of, you know, growing up stuff. It was no big deal. But I don't think generally, I mean, I think we all know all the words, but there are other words that are probably better than those words, and you try to avoid them for the most part.
You try to, if you can. I mean, everybody has a different style, and everybody has a different way they were brought up. It's interesting. I did ask also about George McCaskey, because he historically has been opposed to Hard Knocks, right? And we're attributing a lot of this, the tone of it, to what George had to say and what George wanted to do. And I also talked to her about George being a character in this episode. It doesn't sound like that's going to be the case, but this is what she talked about and said about any issues with George McCaskey.
No, I mean, the team has been great, and George has been great. You know, I mean, I don't know that you'll see him on TV or anything, but he's been super welcoming. Everyone here has been very welcoming. I think it's just, it's relationship building, honestly. The fact that, like, we had some time to get to know people. I made 3 different trips here before we started filming. So you just start building trust. You get to know each other on a personal level, and it's not about the show and what you're doing that way. Just know my background, where I come from, how long I've been doing this, why I love doing this. And then you just form a mutual respect for each other and whatnot. So it's been really great. Having a lot of fun doing this year. Last year wasn't the easiest at times because it was so late. Like we didn't know about the show till a couple of days before it with the Jets last year. So it took more time for those relationships to build. So the fact that we had some time this year to really get to know everybody leading into this process was huge and has been very helpful in I think we've been here for a little over 3 weeks now. So it's been really great.
That's good stuff.
George rides a scooter. He is a youth sports coach.
Yes.
He is a character with some quirky tendencies for his personality, very affable, and he talks to fans. So if he's not part of this, it's because he doesn't want to be part of this.
George has never wanted to be part of it. And I mean, like, I was just amused thinking of us going to training camp, literally getting there at the crack of dawn. It's dark out. We're sitting there. And one of the first guys we see is George on the scooter, right? I mean, just it's like the fact that they don't have that shot, that they don't have a camera picking. Surely they see that.
That's, yes. It makes me wonder if that was conditional, which is why I asked the question.
Yes.
Okay. We'll welcome you here. We'll do everything we need.
Leave me out of it.
Leave me out of it. Yep. And that's why she said at the beginning, I don't think you'll see George in this TV show.
Exactly. Too bad.
It's too bad because I think he would be a likable character that we talk about the way Matt Eberflus is. Perception and image could improve over the course of the 6 episodes. So could George McCaskey's if he allowed it to happen.
I told you, I went up to Hallis Hall. I got locked out. I'm trying to get in the front door. I'm going into a news conference. 3 guys come down the stairs and they look at me, and even the PR guy looks at me, and I'm like standing there like holding my hands up. Is I'm often found in this pose. I always thought, like, if I had a newspaper photo, it should be this one. Like, that was all I had. It wouldn't be like this or like this. It'd just be like throw my hands up. But George doubles back and lets me in the door. It's George that does that. He's a nice person. He's a good
nice
man.
Guy.
Good man.
Yep.
But I don't know about seeing him on TV. And
I don't think you're gonna see him on this the next thing. Episode of Hard Knocks. So. She did hint that get ready for a lot of Tyson Bagent.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.